defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network Studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We are going to make America great again.
My fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. We are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in the People's Democratic Republic of New York and broadcasted live by CRN Digital Talk Radio. Are you guys big social media users? I never really got into it. Yeah, I use it to promote the show and to make the occasional liberal run to their safe space, but I don't use it to connect with people or look for long-lost classmates. I have a hard and fast rule. If they are not still in my life, there is a reason for it. If we happen to get back in touch by chance, then there was a reason for that too. I'm not forcing the issue. But those of you out there who just love your social media, you know there is that certain someone you are friends with that needs to be brought down a peg or two. They also happen to be that same person who can't wait to post their vacation pictures. Hey guys, look where I am while you clowns are still at work. According to a recent poll done by Aviva, 73% of people think that this friend needs a good, swift punch in the throat. In fact, the vast majority of people polled said they can't stand when people post vacation pictures. They think it's obnoxious. And I couldn't agree more. According to Aviva, the most outrageous vacation pictures that people really hate are beach pictures, balcony pictures, sightseeing pictures, your first cocktail while on vacation, and pictures of people you met while on vacation. Stop posting this stuff. All right, big show today. First up, maybe we'll do a little pole dancing today. A new Gallup poll shows that less than one quarter of people have any faith in today's news media. That in and of itself is not shocking. But what is shocking is how supposedly neutral outlets like Gallup try to spin the data in their takeaway reports. Also, game on. After the Supreme Court unanimously decided to reinstate President Trump's travel ban starting at 8 p.m. tonight, America takes its first big step towards being safer again. But be prepared. Your local news at 11 o'clock tonight is sure to be filled with a bunch of crybabies and airport protesters. And could the best way to end the healthcare debate be to just let Obamacare implode altogether? The Senate has delayed a vote on their version of a repeal and replace. While Americans are not receptive to it, would they be more inclined to demand change if the ACA was just left alone for another 12 months? We have all that, plus, all of a sudden, Mainers want their minimum wage now lowered after a mandatory hike just a few months ago. And gender-neutral, non-conforming, unisex bathroom-going Americans can now rejoice because the manskirt is back. We have a lot to get to. As always, follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air. That's at Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air. And you can email me, rhino@rwbnetwork.com. Don't go anywhere. Jam-packed show today, guys.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Anyone touched by cancer knows it's a battle, but you don't fight cancer alone. It takes a community. Actor Eric Stone Street rejoins the Ready, Raise, Rise campaign to raise awareness of immuno-oncology, an evolving area of research that uses the body's own immune system to help fight cancer. This year, Eric needs your help to raise money for cancer research and support programs.
I'm one of millions of Americans all too familiar with cancer, and I know how important the support of a loved one can be during the fight. I'm challenging you, America, to help me raise money for cancer advocacy groups and research. Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to support someone you love with cancer. Actions you take by July 31st can help us reach our goal for Bristol-Myers Squibb to donate $150,000 to participating cancer advocacy groups. So go online now. We can fight cancer together.
Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to join the challenge.
Everyone listening right now on streamingthetalkradio.com, KLRNradio.com. That's our replay at midnight. Also, westernfreepress.com, the streaming player there. CRNtalk.com, as always, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern for the live show. Starting July 4th, just a few short days and a long weekend away, we'll be on Talk America Radio, also live. 2 p.m. Eastern, talkamericaradio.us, I believe, is the live feed there. And you might say I forgot Red Nation Rising. I did not forget Red Nation Rising. We are on Red Nation Rising Radio now. They'll be reformatting a little bit, and we'll still be on it. So big shout-outs to you guys in the R&R community doing your best every single day to combat this liberal progressivism, this crybaby stuff. You know, this first story about the vacation pictures, I got to agree, I just don't care. I don't care where you're going. I don't care where you've been. I just, honest to God, don't care. And 73% of people are just like me. We don't care. They think it's obnoxious. Look where I am. I'm eating a coconut. Who cares? Who cares what you're eating? And the pictures of dogs and cats, local dogs and cats. See here, if you see a local dog just roaming around in the wild, you run the other direction. Apparently, if you're in France, you take pictures of local dogs and cats. And that's supposed to be, I guess, acceptable. I guess the French version of rabies is not as bad as the American version of rabies. This was a long time coming, because you'll be sitting with somebody, and they're on the Facebook, right? They're looking at the Facebook, and you go, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you looking at? You know, I don't care what somebody had for lunch today. It makes no difference or impact in my life that you had macaroni and cheese with hot sauce as opposed to, I don't know, with chicken or lobster or whatever you have it with. I don't care. And they'll be saying, they're scrolling through, swiping through their phones. This person, they always put this picture up. So why do you follow them? Why do you friend them? Why do you care? Block them, mute them, delete the app. Isn't that the easiest way to do it? I don't know. It is annoying, though. Oh, you know what? This is funny. If any of you have seen that movie, Sully, Captain Sullenberger, he lands the plane in the Hudson River just north of New York City. Of course, the feds are all over him. How come you couldn't get to Teterboro? I had no engines. What did you want me to do? The guy said I had no engines. So if you saw the actual video, there isn't much out there. Not much video of this out there. But if where that plane eventually came to rest was just south of something called the Tappan Zee Bridge. The Tappan Zee Bridge for a long time was the longest span in America. It's about 80 years old. It hasn't passed inspection in 70 years. So what they're doing is they are building dual spans next to it. It's been going on for the last, I don't know, year and a half, 2 years. One span is almost open. They're really around the clock on this. Now, the original bridge, the engineers who inspect this bridge, one of them said they won't even let their family drive across it. That's how bad it is. The thing is held together with construction plates and duct tape. The new spans are beautiful. They're like 30 feet taller. It's going to supposedly reduce traffic. Who knows? They always say this, and it never happens. But the big question was, what are we going to name this? Because nobody knows what the hell a Tappan Zee is. I have no idea. I've been here my entire life. I have no clue what a Tappan Zee is. So what are we going to name this new, beautiful, dual bridge setup? Well, the governor figured it out. Late last night, the governor decided that he would propose a name and wag his finger at the New York State legislatures with this new name, and they approved it. It's not the Tappan Zee 2. It's not the new MTA. They're going to call it the Mario Cuomo Bridge. Just so happens to be the father of the current governor. Isn't that something? We spend a ton of money to Mario Cuomo Bridge. Look, Dad, I named a bridge after you. Aren't you proud of me? People are going to sit on it in traffic and curse all day long. Aren't you proud of me? Can't believe it. They could have called it maybe the Sullenberger Bridge. That would have been a good name for it. The Mario Cuomo Bridge. They use their positions to do everything they want. Interestingly enough, though, when the Democrats get their way, kind of like what happens in the Ninth Circuit, 80% of the time, it gets reversed. Well, here we are again. Let's talk about Maine. Maine decided back in November that minimum wage was too low, especially the server's wage. Now, a lot of you out there know that when you work as a server in most areas, you get paid less money because you get tips, and you give them the tips, you report the tips that sort of add up to minimum wage. That way the restaurant that hires you doesn't have to supplement your income. And then the rest of your tips, you don't claim them. It's free money. Free money. Who doesn't love free money? Well, in Maine, they decided, listen, these servers' wages, they're just too low. They're way too low. So they brought the minimum wage up across the board, $1 an hour until, I think, 2024. So apparently they were going to make like $30 an hour in 2024, I guess. Well, the servers didn't like it. No, they didn't like it. They were all for it. Fight for 15! Fight for 15! Oh, hold on a second. People are going to get laid off. Prices of goods are going to go up. Our tips are going to go down. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Only the... You could have an economist in their first year, the first day they go to the pep rally in college, they go to their first class, and they can tell you it's never going to work. Not in a million years. So, well, all of a sudden, now the servers are getting on the legislators in Maine and saying, we can't make a living wage now because you raised our minimum wage. People are tipping us less. Food is costing more. If someone goes in there, this is what I used to do. Let me tell you what I used to do. I used to go to a bar back in my bar-going days. I'm above that now and beyond that. I'm mature. So I used to go to a bar, and I would lay $40 on the bar. $40, two 20s. And I would tell the bartender, this can go in your tip jar or it can go in the register. Completely up to you. Just tell me when I'm out of drinks. And that worked pretty well. Normally, those two 20s went right in the tip jar and I drank all night. Well, all of a sudden, people who are committed to spending a certain amount of money, they go out to dinner, they want to spend $50, and they don't want to have to spend that extra now 10 or 15 on top of that because the price of food went up, and now they're going to tip the waiter less. Wow, who would have thought that would have happened? All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this, then we'll talk about healthcare. We got to talk about healthcare. We have a plan to fix healthcare. Maybe to ruin healthcare. Maybe it needs to be ruined. Talk about all this when we come back. This is the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Colombo's. Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. And if there's one thing about Colombo's, it's their tradition of giving back to the community. This year, Colombo's is asking you to help the Los Robles Medical Center. They send teams of doctors, clinicians, and support staff down to Honduras. And when it comes to health, Honduras is below third world country status. It's that bad. Any contribution for the purchase of medication and supplies for the unfortunate in Honduras is needed right now. The Los Robles Medical Mountain Team leaves for Honduras in August, so your contributions are needed now. Please help and make a difference. Go to friendsofbarnabas.com, friendsofbarnabas.com. Then scroll down to the donate button and designate the funds to Los Robles 2017. And thank you.
All right, welcome back to the show. Check out the older episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. Lots going on here. You know what I did notice? I'm looking out the window, and there must be no less than six different types of landscaping or other service vehicles around here today. Nobody does anything themselves. No one. I mean, you can't cut your own grass. It's grass, for crying out loud. It's not like anybody around here has 30 rolling acres of property where they need a tractor to cut it and get out there and get dirty. Everyone sits on a 50 by 90. All these businesses have a little strip of grass in front of them. You can cut them with scissors. Oh, it's crazy. So, going back to Maine just for a second here, these servers. The Washington Post did a very hard-hitting report about this. They said servers are worried about two things. Number one, it would force employers to raise prices on their menu items. Well, no duh. Haven't we been saying that for years? Which would negatively affect their tips. Well, yeah. Yeah, if a steak cost $30 yesterday and it costs $50 today, guess who's getting less of a tip? That's because I'm going to pay for the steak before I pay for the tip. And second, and perhaps more importantly, according to the Washington Post, that employers might be forced to cut the servers' shifts. So they might lose hours? They might get laid off? Did WAPO do any such stories a year ago when the fight for 15 was going on? No! No, I'm sure the SEIU probably funneled tons of money into Jeff Bezos and his Washington Post to not bring that up. Here's the forgotten number three. Since WAPO left this out, I'll give you the forgotten number three. Democrats love their taxes. Well, here you go. When you get these tips, you only claim to minimum wage and you don't pay taxes on the rest. You go, oh, I just happened to make enough tips that I hit minimum wage. Look at that. Great. Everything else is free money. Democrats love free money and they love taxes. Well, one has to pay for the other eventually when it comes full circle. Dave Palmer of the Restaurant Opportunities Center, this apparently is a new position, he says, there are no industries, this is a quote, there are no industries that get away with not paying their workers because customers can. Oh no? How does commissions car sales sound to you, Mr. Palmer? That's what that is. If they don't buy a car, you don't get paid. You get your minimum wage, as the servers do, if they don't get enough tips to fill it out. These people are nuts. They're absolute. They're mentally ill. They literally are. You know, when Donald Trump says that someone like Mika Brzezinski has a low IQ, he's probably right. Which, by the way, I say it all the time here about various people, especially our favorite Robert De Niro with the 82 IQ smile. That guy, he's dumber than the stone. Maybe the president listens to the show. Maybe. Probably not. But maybe. All right, we got to talk about healthcare. You know what? I got to be honest with you. I am up to my earlobes with talking about healthcare. I had an idea a few months ago. I said, this is what we do. We have a national exchange. Everybody's on a national exchange if they want to be. You can buy major medical, you can buy mental health, you can do it a la carte. Get rid of the essential health benefits, which I hate that term because it's not essential for a lot of people. Someone like me, I will not benefit from going for mental health care. It's not going to benefit me. Why am I paying for prenatals? I will never have a natal. It's not physically possible. I'm not addicted to drugs. I don't plan on ever being addicted to drugs. I don't like taking Tylenol. Why am I paying for drug addiction therapy and counseling? They're not essential. So have a national exchange. Let everybody go on this exchange and buy what they want across state lines. If they want to buy medical cost sharing to supplement their major medical, let them do it. Let people have the freedom to choose what they want to do. Maybe I was wrong. Some of you said I was wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. And I'll tell you why I now believe that I was wrong. Because there is a solution. It's not a pretty solution, but sometimes when you go to war, there are casualties. And maybe that's what needs to happen to healthcare. When we come back, we'll talk about that. Plus, we'll talk about CNN a little bit. We'll talk about Gallup, how Gallup is skewing their polls. Could you believe that? Can you imagine? This is the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's to see the memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. See the Art of the Masters, an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, fairy lights from cathedral ceilings, and our ancestors smiling down at you from the family love altar. The Romance of Romeo and Juliet, and find the mystical Room of the Moon. And don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand-stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, make our own sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. From pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flown in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, just $18.95, and Angelo's and Vinci's has been named 2 years in a row best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurant, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4020. too.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, welcome back to the show. Check out the older episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. And of course, you got to check out rhinoreport.com. We're going to talk about healthcare a little bit here. Like I said, I'm tired of talking about it. I really am. Everyone's got a plan. No one's going to pass anybody's plan. No one's plan is any good. The ACA, Obamacare, was a big landmine to begin with. That's what it was. This was a landmine. When you have a mandate, and that mandate says, you must sign up for healthcare or pay a $99 fine. You must sign up. People are going to say, oh, I guess they better sign up. I guess it's like car insurance. I need to have it to live. I guess I need it. So people signed up who didn't want it. And they're stuck paying these outrageous premiums with ridiculous deductibles. They're carrying around insurance cards they can't even use. And whenever you're going to replace this, the number one thing Republicans wanted to get rid of was the mandate. Got to get rid of the mandate. You can't mandate people to have something that they don't want. This is a free society. But what's going to happen is, and the Obama administration knew this, and Gruber and all these clowns, they all knew this, that once a repeal came down the pike, it would never gain support because the mandate would come out. And when the CBO scores the bill, they're going to score it as if everybody under a mandate decides they still don't want it, and everybody flees the market. Some people who are under the mandate They say, you know what? I need it. I have a kid. I got a family. It's too expensive, but I mean, I have to have something. So some people, probably 60%, will stay in. You're going to have 40% flee, and that's going to say, you know, that's going to be your people who are healthy, your kids, the ones who are bulletproof. Bulletproof, they don't get sick, nothing, they're going to leave. So the CBO scores it as if everybody's going to leave. Everybody. Which, the Democrats won't tell you that. They don't want you to, 22 million are going to lose health care. Which somehow doesn't square with the previous estimation that 24 million were going to lose healthcare because the same number of people who were under mandate today were under mandate 2 months ago. Doesn't square. Whatever. Let's move beyond this. The latest Senate healthcare bill nobody likes. And I'll tell you why nobody likes it. Because the Senate, the Republicans, didn't do what the Obama administration was so good at doing. We have this bill. We have this idea. Nobody's going to see it. We're going to get out there on the Sunday shows for the next 3 or 4 weeks, tell you how great this is. We're going to set the stage for greatness and then release the bill on a Friday so people can talk about it. Friday afternoon. The Senate, the GOPers, the White House, they're bad at this too. Their messaging sucks. Their messaging is absolutely terrible. If you think this is really good, get out there. Don't show them because they want to see it and it's not transparent. How transparent was a Christmas Eve vote for the ACA to begin with? Don't show them anything. Get your people out in front of the cameras. Tell us how great it's going to be. And put the burden on proof that it's not going to be great on them. That's what I would do. You have control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. Use your ability to do something. We gave you the ability. And they still suck at it. Is it the communications department? Is it just these senators don't know what they're doing? I doubt that. They're very good at keeping their jobs. They let this thing out for everyone to 143 pages. People will read that. With Obamacare, it's 50,000 pages. Nobody's reading this. Not a single person. No one has read that entire bill cover to cover, I guarantee you. They put it in these groups and you say, okay, you read 100 pages, you read 100 pages, you read 100 pages. And we'll talk about it later. 143 pages, way too manageable. Way too manageable. But regardless, get out there and tell us how great it is. But they can't do that. Their messaging is so, so bad. And as a result, this new bill only has a 16% approval rating. 16, 1-6. It's according to Quinnipiac. All right. A student poll. Student polls are garbage. But I believe it. I do believe this one. Nobody likes this thing. And a lot of that is because the Democrats got way out in front of this. They knew what the CBO was going to say because it said it for the last one. They knew Medicaid funding was going to get scaled back. They're saying it's a cut. It's not a cut. It's just scaled back. It's scaled back to a 18% increase between now and 2026. See, for Democrats, getting more at a slightly lower rate, it's still a cut because they want more and more and more. More, more Obama phones, more housing, more welfare, more food stamps, more everything. Keep giving us more. They've been feeding us more. It's like Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors. Feed me more. They've been getting this for 8 years. They want more. 18%. The average worker between now and 2026 won't get an 18% raise. Between 2008 and today, the average worker has gotten a 0% raise. But the Democrats want more. Always want more. So this is not enough spending for them. Not enough. Not nearly. It's like the DNC. The DNC is hitting record lows for their fundraising. Nobody wants to give money. Nobody wants to admit they're a Democrat. Like I said on a couple of shows ago, it's like the old Trump voters from October. Nobody put a lawn sign out. Nobody wanted to get their lawn, you know, I don't know, whatever. people spraying Roundup on your lawn or something. Or your lawn sign getting torn in half because we don't like Donald Trump. Nobody wants to be a Democrat now. Because of the Antifa and the obstructionist. Nobody will admit to it. They hang their heads in shame, and they should. Hang those heads low. You have destroyed this country. Where an 18% raise is not good enough for you? The average worker has made a 0% raise in the last 16 years. 0%. Home ownership is at a 50-year low in this country. I don't know. If it goes unchecked, if we leave Obamacare unchecked as it is right now and the raises continue throughout Medicaid, $230 billion. $230 billion. And that's barely enough for them. Barely enough. All right. When we come back, we'll keep talking about this. And I'll tell you all about manskirts. Manskirts are making a comeback, not just for your Scottish anymore. This is the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-565-7933. That's 800-565-7933 for free information. 800-565-7933. That's 800-565-7933. 7933.
You're experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking about healthcare. Again, gotta talk about healthcare. Everyone's got a plan. No one's got a solution. You all got plans, but no solution. 18% increase between now and 2026. Not good enough. That's a cut. That's a huge cut. Because left unchecked, this thing balloons to $624 billion pumped into Medicaid by 2026. They want to see a tremendous increase. Do you understand? As it is right now, if we go to 2026 at the 18% increase that the Republicans, the people who don't want to spend money, apparently, or so they say, if it goes to $464 billion in Medicaid, which is what it's slated to do by 2026, that is still 2.5 times more money than we are putting into the VA. $464 billion. We spend just shy of $200 billion on our vets. Gonna spend this kind of money on not our vets. Absolutely ridiculous. So here's my plan. Here's the plan. Let the whole thing collapse. Let the whole thing implode. Start taking away phones. Start taking away HUD money. Start taking away everything that these Democrats have handed out for the last 8 years. And let this thing implode. In 12 months, people are going to be coming back. Say, well, listen, you can't have that phone. You know why? Because we got to pay for your health care. You can't have the welfare check is going to be a little bit smaller this week because we got to pay for your health care. Start taking stuff away. Let this thing implode. Because as it sits right now, you have You have insurers pulling out of Nebraska, Wyoming, Arizona, but you know, people don't care. Mainstream media doesn't care. You know why? Because mainstream media doesn't live in Nebraska, Wyoming, or Arizona. They don't care. These people in these states, they got nothing. The insurers are pulling out. What about them? We care so much about the people in South Central Chicago or LA. What about the people living in Nebraska and Wyoming? What about them? They got no choices. They got nothing. No insurers. It's absolutely asinine to believe that we have to spend this kind of money. Let the whole thing implode, because by 2020, the public is going to be asking for something. This whole thing was a landmine. When you mandate people to take a health care, you know there's going to be a hit when you go to repeal it. This was a landmine set by Gruber and Obama and all the rest of these clowns. Let the whole thing implode. And then there will be real change. The Republicans campaigned on this for 7 years, but they apparently can't do it. They have no idea what they're doing. I thought with Ted Cruz at the helm of this 12 or 13 person committee, something might come out of this. And then what comes out of that committee is a bill that Ted Cruz won't support. Put this thing in your back pocket. Work on infrastructure, work on tax reform. And if your tax reform bill has to eat into health care, then so be it. The middle class American would rather get a tax cut, more money in their pocket to take vacation pictures of and post them on Facebook, than know that their money is going somewhere where it's not being appreciated. Let the whole thing implode. Like I said, there are casualties in war, and it's unfortunate. But this is the person they voted for. This is his signature legislation. Let them reap what they sow then. I'm for it. You know what? Keep raising my premiums. I'll pay for them. I can pay for them. That's fine. If that's what it takes, I'm willing to watch this thing go down and burn. I am. Maybe that sounds like I'm a heartless conservative. Well, guess what? I've been putting up with this for too long. Full repeal or nothing. That's it. Put it back into the open market. Let people choose what they want. What is so difficult about letting people choose what they want? If you can't afford this, then you can't get this. That's why we don't all drive Mercedes-Benz, because we can't afford them. Some people drive Toyotas. Some people drive Hondas. Some people drive Fords for some reason, because they can't afford a Ferrari, because they can't afford a Mercedes-Benz. If you can't, we have this obsession with having to have things that we can't afford. We're so overextended, we haven't learned our lessons from the housing bubble. It's the same lesson here. People bought these million-dollar homes on a $100,000 a year salary, and guess what? They couldn't afford them. Again, that first-day economist student could tell you that. Let the whole thing... We are overextended on Obamacare. Sometimes, you just got to close up shop on it. You get one of those cards, and you got a $13,000, $14,000, $15,000 limit. All of a sudden, you spend that money to that limit, and you can't pay it the next month. Guess what happens? You got to close the card. Close the card, pay off the debt, and start from scratch. There can't be a safety net for everything. If you can't afford to have A, B, and C, you don't get A, B, and C. Why is this so difficult to comprehend? Absolutely asinine what we're going through right now with this. Let's move on. Let's go to mainstream media, because they're the perpetuating this. They propagate this crap about how everybody needs to have the same thing and more of this and more of that. Well, we can't afford it. We are tapped out. There's no money. $20 trillion in debt. That's a lot of debt. No, let's give more. Higher increases. 18% raise. Are you kidding me? That's slave labor, according to them. Absolutely nuts. This Gallup poll, I gotta say, this Gallup poll drove me insane when I read it. They show you a chart of how America's confidence in newspapers is rising. It's rising! From 37% in 1985 to 27% in 2017. Somehow that's rising. Yeah. Higher cost, less value, lower volume. Someone's got to take a stock reading class over there at Gallup. We'll finish talking about this when we get back. Plus, I promote the man skirts. I will tell you about the man skirts. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Fred Dreyer and I are really enjoying Blue Apron. Blue Apron, the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. They deliver the food. They give you the recipes. Everything is fresh. It's sourced fresh. It's all great, wonderful cooking. You go out and spend $30 or more going to dinner, $10 a person, and you dine with your family. Go and make the meals together. It's affordable, as I said, about $10 a person per meal. It's got variety. You can customize recipe. It's easy. It's guaranteed. And here's the special deal. You can get your first three meals free with free shipping if you go to their website. That's blueapron.com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. Again, your first three meals free. You get free shipping. Just go to blueapron.com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. You'll love the way it's how good it is. It feels good. It tastes good. It's blueapron.com/dryer, D-R-Y-E-R. blueapron.com/dryer. Check it out today.
Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your healthcare has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's to see the memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. See the Art of the Masters, an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, fairy lights from cathedral ceilings, and our ancestors smiling down at you from the family love altar. The Romance of Romeo and Juliet, and find the mystical Room of the Moon. And don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, make our own sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. From pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flown in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, just $18.95, and Angelo's and Vinci's has been named 2 years in a row best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurant, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4020.
All right, welcome back. Last segment today, guys. Check out the older episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. We got to talk about this Gallup poll really quickly. Gallup, supposed to be neutral, right? There's a poll, really. Polling place around 120 years, 300 years, 500 years. They're the best polling place on the planet. 27% confidence in newspapers. That's the headline. The first chart they show you, Americans' confidence in newspapers is rising. It's rising from 39% in 1990 to 27% in 2017. So it rose for actually 1 year. Since the internet became mainstream in 1999, it has dropped from 37 to 27. So you know what? When you have a higher cost product with less value and lower volume because no one buys papers anymore, that is not the recipe for a successful outlet. Higher cost, less value, lower volume. Let's move on to the TV news, to this chart, my favorite chart. Here's the headline. U.S. confidence in television news is steady. Okay, so not rising, but steady. Steady from 46% trust in 1993 to 24% trust in 2017. It never once breaks resistance, so it never actually bounces up beyond what the previous high point was, which is what breaking resistance in a stock chart is. Never once breaks resistance. When you're in constant consolidation mode, you're no longer consolidating. Now you're going out of business. That's what that is. This is not... Oh, but you know what? Gallup, you think they have some stitch, some iota of credibility. It's not there. Just not there. Oh, man. You know, I want to talk about Hannity today and his whole thing with his Jim Acosta. Jim Acosta's a twerp. That's what he is. He's looking for attention. Hannity's looking for attention, too, though. Hannity is going after Jeff Zucker. Does not want Jeff Zucker to be the head of Fox News. The travel ban. We got to move quick. This is the last segment. We got to move quick. Travel ban, that goes into effect tonight. So good. So you know what? I don't care. Ban travel from all the countries. Every country. Every country but here. I don't care. I really, really don't care. Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, Yemen. Yeah, they all sound pretty good to me. Why don't we add some more to it? Let's add France, England, Germany. I don't know. Poland, Ireland, Italy. Add them all. Whatever makes us safe. I don't care. Nobody has any right to come here. Why do we have this notion people have right? You have a right to come here and to come here and do whatever you want and mooch off us. No, there's no right. So ban all the countries. I don't see the big problem. I really don't. Then there's this whole, if you have a bona fide relationship, you can come in. What's a bona fide relationship? They define it. You have to, like, know somebody or, I don't know, pay off a TSA agent or something. That's a bona fide relationship, I guess. People who already have secured visas are allowed in. If you're for business purposes, students, journalists, that should be in quotes, journalists are allowed in. Proper documentation. Otherwise, you know what? Stay out. You're going to see it tonight in the news, though. Crying people, crying grandmothers, crying children, crying news anchors. They're all going to be crying. They're going to be doing protests at the airports. You know what? They got facial recognition at the airports now, right? Why don't you round up the people who are illegal who are protesting there, and they'll stop protesting. All right, last thing I wanted to get. This is crazy. The man skirts. If you are gender neutral, non-conforming, whatever, not sure what bathroom to use, this is for you. These are the man skirts. It's a 2018 collection by Tom Brown and Dior Homo or something. I'm not sure what it's. I don't know. Something like that. You can. They're trends. Socially conscious. Having man skirts and these short shorts. It looks like a men's romper. That's what it looks like. No one's gonna buy these. They're just, it's to prove their cred on the world stage. You know, the kilts for the Scottish, that's fine. For the rest of us, it's not fine. All right, guys, thanks for hanging out with me today. A big thank you, as always, to those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those from the law enforcement community. Thank you. Thank you for all the hard work. Please keep it up. And above all, stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great rest of your day. And until next time, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.